Antoine faced severe punishment. And I still believe he got off very easy in this scenario.
I think it's overall contextual thing. It was the worst thing I've done with the timing of it. Like, you guys are looking.
You are lucky.
Yeah. You're looking you're at
lucky.
It wrong.
You're lucky.
Your grandma was nice to you because.
I was punished.
What happened, this is the backstory as we get into what happened on part two of the story. Antoine was supposed to eat a bunch of pinto beans, which he didn't like. So as a dumb little child, what you think is, well, no one will notice if I just scrape them onto the floor. Hey, look, Mom, done. Oh, yeah.
And we don't even have any pets.
So
I really have no clue.
Fast forward to 3 a.m.
3 o'clock in the morning. My grandmother wakes me up and she goes, I need you to come downstairs. She left the beans.
Yes.
We ate dinner probably like 7 o'clock.
Yes.
She left the beans. She goes, clean those up right now. So I clean it up and I start walking out the kitchen. She goes, uh-uh. I turn around. My grandmother made a fresh pot of pinto beans and filled a cereal bowl completely of pinto beans and made me eat them at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Your grandma's weak. I would have made you eat the ones off the
floor.
That's
what she's not. Yeah.
Monica and I agree. You got off easy
you
in this
sure
one.
Enough did.
You did.
What kind of prisons did you guys grow up in?
The kind where we ate our pinto beans because we didn't want to eat them off the floor. I'm sorry. Yeah.
All the germs and stuff. You can't feed a kid food off the floor.
Kids lick dirt.
Kids are germs. Yeah. That's all they are.
And it's not a 5-second rule. That's like an 8-hour rule.
Oh, well.
That doesn't count.
You're the one who
makes
did
you stronger.
Become a superhero.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to eat something as a kid? You know, it's like you sit there and you eat this. When I was a kid, I had to have this one cereal because I saw a commercial for it and it was called Prograin.
Prograin.
I know, but
sounds exciting.
I know.
You are the only kid excited for Prograin.
That's the only cereal that came with a dictionary.
Yeah.
Shut up, Monica. No one's asking you to sing.
Other cereal came with toys. His came with like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, I did.
All right. But the commercial had all these pro athletes in it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, you ate the cereal and then you could, I don't know, do the high jump or whatever, you know, be a football superstar. So they were trying to, you know, grab the Wheaties audience, that thing.
Prograin.
And I wanted Prograin so bad. And my father, just like the two of you, was not supportive of my Prograin desires.
Really?
And he was like, no, you're not going to like that. No. But I got to have it. He said, fine. He bought it for me. And I poured myself a big bowl of Prograin.
Yep.
And let me just tell you, I hated it. It was terrible. It was everything you'd think a cereal named Prograin would be.
Uh-huh. It looks like dog food. I just looked up a picture of the box.
Yeah. It does look like dog food.
But all the athletes, they enjoy
I guess athletes eat dog food. Yeah, it looked like big figure eight swirls.
Yes,
yeah.
Almost.
I still remember it. And the cereal, I mean, it went out of business shortly after that. And I said, I don't like this. And he said, boy, you're going to eat that box of cereal.
Oh.
Or you're going to pay for it. One of the two. Yeah, he charged me. I had to pay him.
How much did you pay?
It was like $4. And I still remember as a kid, too, he said, okay, it was $3.99 plus tax.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going, plus tax? That's not fair. And now as an adult, I think, of course it's fair.
Yeah,
it's tax on the thing that you purchased.
Yep.
So between paying for cereal and paying for ice cubes, you are a tenant in your house. Like
I know.
You had a landlord.
And furthermore, I should point out that I am not a professional athlete today, and I blame my father. That's what it is.
You missed your Prograin.
I did.